You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL. I'm Chris Berube. This month, Illinois may become the 10th state in the union to legalize same-sex marriage. In January, Senate Democrats proposed a bill to legalize gay marriage, but they didn't have the votes, and then time ran out on the session. Now, state senators are trying again with new retooled legislation. Same-sex marriage has been gaining support in the state, but that doesn't mean that the bill is going to pass easily. Many Republicans and some Democrats, especially those downstate, are still uncomfortable with the idea. And last month, Chicago's Cardinal Francis George launched an all-out campaign calling the idea of gay marriage unnatural. Still, Senate Democrats believe that this is their chance to pass the legislation. Senate President John Cullerton is hoping to get it done by Valentine's Day. State Senator Heather Staines is sponsoring the bill, and she joins us now to talk about it. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
So, today is a big day for you.
Yes, we're looking forward to hearing the equal marriage bill in the Senate Exec Committee today.
So it's going to the Exec Committee, and then what happens after that?
Well, if it passes out of the Executive Committee, then it goes to the Senate floor for a vote, and then over to the House. I would expect we'd hear it next week on the Senate floor if it comes out of Exec Committee.
So you'd introduced sort of similar legislation to this earlier in the year during the lame duck session, and that did not pass. So you're introducing it now. What's changed?
Well, it came out of Exec. We ran out of time to get it to a vote on the floor. But we have also been working. There were some concerns expressed in committee with some of the language, and we will have an amendment today that we are considering that will change some of that language, and I think just make it clearer that the religious protections are in place to ensure that churches will not have to perform, unless they choose to, a same-sex marriage.
So specifically, this language is saying that, you know, particular churches can elect to perform the marriage or not. Is that right?
Yeah, well, this very much is civil marriage bill. Any religion, faith, tradition that would like to consecrate or solemnize a marriage may do so, but none that does not want to has to, just like is currently the case. There's other reasons for if people are divorced or interfaith marriages and whatnot that certain religions do not perform other marriages. That will be the same case here for marriages between same-sex partners.
I understand that some of this language is introduced in part to appease kind of Republican concerns. Do you expect to have Republican support on this bill?
Well, we'll see. You know, I know that Leader Redonio and Senate Exec had said she'd hoped that it might be able to be bipartisan. We'll see. I'm not sure that's going to be up to the Republicans to determine how they're going to be voting on the bill.
Do you have any inkling at this point?
I don't. We've certainly been working with all four caucuses on the language, so I certainly hope it helps generate support for the bill. I would not want to presume how anyone's going to vote, however.
In terms of, I guess the big question that everyone's asking right now is, do you think you have the votes? Do you think this is going to pass the Senate and then the House?
Yes, I certainly hope that it's going to pass the Senate. I think it'll come out of Executive Committee today, and then I certainly look forward to getting it to the Senate floor for a vote next week and sending it to the House. That's certainly our goal. I think the timing is right. I think that the majority of folks here in Illinois, as we've been seeing, support doing the right thing here and providing freedom to marry for gay and lesbian couples in Illinois. And we've been seeing more and more politicians feeling that way as well. So I'm feeling optimistic.
Why is it important to you to get this passed right now?
One, we've been seeing with civil unions that separate but equal is just not, it invites discrimination. So many cases with civil unions, how couples are not treated the same as they are would be if you had marriage. And people aspire to marriage. It's a fundamental institution in our society. Everyone knows what it is. And what you're declaring in your love for that person that you want to spend your life with publicly comes with marriage. People don't understand civil unions. There's also an important timing issue what's happening at the federal court level. Later in March and April of this year, the Supreme Court is hearing a case where they may overturn the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA. If, in fact, they do overturn DOMA, that means couples that are able to marry will have access to the 1,100 benefits that come with marriage at the federal level. Couples who are only able to get the civil union will not have access to those benefits. So there's a pragmatic reason as well as one that's really just a justice issue.
Well, the State of the State address is tomorrow. And what would you say to sort of criticisms that, you know, the new session has begun right now, we need to be focusing on, you know, pensions specifically and on the budget, and that this is, you know, something that you're spending a lot of political capital on that could be used on something like, you know, the budget reforms that'll have to happen?
I absolutely think we need to be dealing with our fiscal issues as well. I think we can be doing both these things. I don't think one detracts from the other. In fact, you know, I don't think we have seen, I'm not sure when the push is going to be on pensions. I think it's going to come, and I hope it's soon. I think one of the advantages we have is if we get this out of the way, it's not going to be conflicting when they're ready to really have an agreement around pensions that we're trying to push.
This kind of legislation would have been unthinkable probably 2 years ago, even maybe a year ago. Are you surprised at how quickly things have moved, that this has become politically viable?
There really has been a sea change, and I think it really culminated in last November in the elections. I think the president coming out supporting freedom to marry between gay and lesbian couples really helped. And then in four states, we saw elections where it all supported the rights here for same-sex couples. And just like we've been seeing nationally, we've had that same movement in the polling and how public feels about marriage equality in Illinois. So we've been seeing dramatic shifts in public opinion on this issue. And I think we'll continue to do so because the younger population feels even more strongly about it than the more mature population.
Now, even though there has been definitely a sharp increase in support for same-sex marriage, they're still, you know, it's still very controversial, especially downstate in Illinois. It's not necessarily popular. Have you faced a lot of pushback?
You know, I think there's always going to be some groups that are not supportive and are concerned about it, what it does really to religious. And that's why we've really been taking time to try to make sure, you know, that's another fundamental value in the country, is freedom of religion. That's really the reason why we've been working so hard to ensure the freedom of protections that no religion will have to consecrate or solemnize a marriage that it does not choose to do so.
Well, Senator Staines, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You bet. Thanks a lot.